Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Lucky Rants. Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm your host, Lucky, and today, real quick, I just realized, if you guys are wondering where's the casual discussion, what's going on, we had a little bit of a hiccup with some technical difficulties. I won't get too much into it, but Michael and Johnny should have the casual discussion out tomorrow. If not today, we had a little bit of miscommunication, so mostly because I forgot to text them back. So either way, that'll be coming out tomorrow. Today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the best of. If you guys remember last week, I chose, participated in one of those, like, the anime subreddit, best of anime 2022 or something like that. And in this one, they kind of did a follow-up question where they're kind of talking about. And by the way, this easily could have been in as one of the categories. I'm not completely sure off the top of my head. I'll try and see if I can find it. If it is. Yeah. It did actually have it did have these. But since they are doing it in a public post, I kind of thought I wouldn't be tied down to some of their to some of their things. So basically what they're asking for is dramatic character, comedic character, and cast. And so those are things that we did vote on last time, but I thought I'd go a little bit more into them since I was kind of speeding through them last time. And before we get into that, I do have our anime for the week. It's going to be a movie called Lou Over the Wall. It's got kind of very average reviews. I'm not expecting a whole lot out of it, but I do remember seeing the trailer for it and being a not psyched, but definitely it piqued my interest a long time ago. I think it came out in 20... Shoot, man, I think I might have been still in California, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. So, 2018, 2017, maybe? Either way, it's on Netflix if you guys want to check it out, or wherever you pirate your anime. Either way, let's talk about this. So, let's start off with the comedic character of 2022. So, this one, I chose Anya from Spy Family, and I still stick with that decision. I just think that she had some of the best moments. Although a lot of people, and this is the reason why I want to bring this up, because a lot of people are voting on the thread itself. And a lot of people actually had mentioned Power from Chainsaw Man, and she is kind of funny, but there's something about her humor, I guess. Like, her humor is very much based off of other people's perceptions of her. And when, just the way that I look at Anya's comedy, a lot of her stuff is internal monologue, and also the dynamic between her mind-reading ability and the people around her. So I feel like that's just an extra aspect that you can't overlook when you're talking about comedic characters. There's just something really funny about it. Although, Power definitely is very funny. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, and then so for dramatic character, I still stick with Boji. But, you know, after a little while and after thinking about it, and, you know, after looking at a couple of these post, man, I really want to go with Faputa from Made in Abyss. If you guys haven't seen Made in Abyss, Faputa is just such an interesting character. She has a lot of if we look at, I mean, obviously I picked Boji for the whole, you know, just I respect a character that can convey emotion without voice lines, which is really rare, you know. But Faputa, in terms of her, like, her acting, the voice actor who did her voice, she has such a dynamic ability, right, to make this, by the way, I'm not going to go into too many spoilers, but just to give you an example, to have this character who has a very childlike personality, But also to display that kind of trauma in her screams and her, I mean, it's still something that I can like, if I think about Fapita's scream, I can visually, sorry, I can still hear it. Like if somebody asks what does Fapita's scream sound like, I can imagine it in my head. Like that's how good of a job they did in the show. But yeah, anyway, and then as for like best cast, I would still pick Spy Family, although Kaguya-sama is very, very close up there. And then Chainsaw Man actually does have a pretty good cast, but I don't think we've had enough time to see them. I don't want to say marinate, I don't think that's the right word, but we haven't seen them. We haven't given them enough time to really build that chemistry between them, whereas Spy Family and Kaguya-sama Love is War has had a lot of time for them both to build up their cast. So they're kind of to be honest with you, Chainsaw Man is a little bit at a disadvantage here. So either way, so I just wanted to kind of get into that and kind of talk about that a little bit. But yeah, one of the other things that I wanted to talk about, excuse me, is that's such a weird picture. Sorry, I was just looking at something here. One of the other things I wanted to talk about is, I have the anime subreddit. I have like the questions and stuff that they have, and I just wanted to. Somebody said currently rewatching Code Geass, that poor table. If you guys, I just wanted to, just in case any one of you don't know what I'm talking about, that's great. Don't watch the uncut version. If actually, I don't remember. Is it an OV? There was a version that has this very specific scene of. I'm trying to think of how I can describe this in a non without actually saying what it is. Let's just say a woman is very lustful about another woman, and that's gay. No. And she decides to take her lust out on a table. How about that? So either way, I saw that. I saw that. And I was just cracking up. Actually, speaking of Code Geass, I just wanted to mention something right now. I was just thinking, we have. So if you guys don't know who Johnny Young Bosch is, he's the voice actor for Ichigo, and the original voice actor for Trigun, who I hear is coming back to reprise his role as Trigun. And I was just thinking, man, this is the year of Johnny Young Bosch's return. He's got Bleach, he's got Trigun Stampede, and he's coming back as the Black Ranger in Mighty Morphin Power, in like a 30th anniversary type thing. And I just thought it was really cool to see that Johnny Young Bosch, like, just sticking with it. And he's got such a dynamic range that I kind of wanted to talk about it and kind of like spotlight him a little bit because he's such a good, he's such a good voice actor with dynamic roles. Like you probably wouldn't imagine him in some of these. I think so. Just to give you guys one, like the when I first heard him in voice acting, it was in Eureka 7. And to be fair, I really don't know who in the world this guy is. I've seen Eureka 7. Renton, that's right, that's what his name was. And I remember hearing his voice and being like, "What in the world is going on?" Because he had such a high-pitched voice in that, and whereas I usually heard him in Bleach as Ichigo, and I'd heard him in another role too, but I can't remember it off the top of my head. And I started just hearing him in different roles. I haven't really seen the English dub of Demon Slayer, although I know he does Tomioka in that. And he just does such a great job when like no matter what the role is, he has such a dynamic range. And another one that I was thinking about was High Score Girl, I believe. High Score, yeah. He plays Yaguchi, the main character in High Score Girl, and it's such a crazy. shift from his voice. Like if you think about him in Code Geass, as Lelouch, right? And then you hear him in High Score Girl, it's like night and day. And so I just wanted to like give him some props, dude, just because I'm sure he gets a lot of credit. He is one of the most popular voice actors around. But at the same time, I just thought he did such a great job in all of his roles, dude. He's just such a good voice actor. And just to think that I used to watch him as the Black Rain as Adam in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, it always kind of throws me off, that he has such a dynamic range like that, and yet, I never really knew. And also for people that don't know, he started to play Broly when Victor Mañana went through that kind of whole controversy. I'm not gonna really talk about it all that much right now, but he took over for the voice of Broly. In a couple of the iterations, I know that Vic did a couple of them, but another one that he I remember him doing a bit. I remember he was Sasori in Naruto Shippuden. That was a solid role for him, dude. It was just it really showed that he can play that bad guy, because a lot of who I'm talking about are good guys, are the main characters, but. Sasori was like the first time wherever I when I heard the whisper in his voice, like the way that he's able to sell being a villain. But it also like the way he's able to capture Sasori being this puppet master, being a puppet. It just kind of showed like what kind of range he has. And I like I said, I've seen him in a couple other things. Using Mortal Kombat X. All this stuff, and the last thing I wanted to talk about was Durarara. If you guys don't know which one who he played, he was Isaiah, in Durarara. That was one of my favorite roles of his, and that once again is another villain role. And that was, I think, the third role that I saw him in, because I remember Eureka Seven. I think it was Bleach, and then this one was the third one, and it was such a stark contrast, dude. This conniving guy who has to fight a monster every single episode he's in, in Shizuo, and yeah, dude, I love Johnny Young Bosch's voice. And the great thing about, and I remember I talked to a coworker about this a long time ago, back when I used to work in California, and they had like a really high-pitched voice for a dude, and he was like, I still sound like a little kid. And I was like, dude, that is perfect for voice acting. And yeah, dude, it really does make sense, right? It does make sense for somebody to be able to have that range and be able to do different roles, right? And that's the reason why he's able to do all these different roles, is because he's able to like sound like a little kid, sound like an adult, sound like an evil person. And that's really what you want in your anime voice actors. And that's why whenever I see like Johnny Young Bosch in something, I'm always like, all right, this has a chance to be pretty good. This has a pretty good chance of nailing it. And then oh, actually, you know what? Looking at this, I have to talk about Fate Zero. This guy played Ryunosuke. If you don't know who Ryunosuke is, he is the master of the servant Bluebeard, and he is one of the most demented people I've ever seen. That is all I'm going to say, just in case you haven't seen it. But he has to be, he's one of those people that I just remember watching and being like, dude, this actually makes me feel uncomfortable. Like this. And when I saw the English dub, I was like, dude, Johnny brought it to life, dude. He killed it. Because he is supposed to be this very creepy serial killer character, right? And so, yeah, I mean, Johnny Young Bosch, I just wanted to highlight. I went a little too long with that highlighting of him, but I just wanted to, throw him out there. Johnny Young Bosch, one of the best voice actors to ever do it. And yeah, so either way, guys, once again, the guys will be back tomorrow with the casual discussion. I think they're talking about the best anime of 2022, kind of like what we were talking about earlier. So hopefully you'll enjoy that. Remember, you can check out All Things Casual at the link tree in the info box. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals with an S, real R-E-A-L, at gmail.com. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep it casual.